From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. TCI of New York unveiled its new 35,000-square-foot facility at the Coeymans Industrial Park last week. The expanded facility will allow TCI to increase the services it provides. TCI advertises itself as a, and I quote, one-stop management solution for recycling, disposal, and repair of transformers and other oil-filled electrical equipment, end quote. Company was founded 55 years ago by two Hungarian immigrants. At the start of the dedication ceremony, company president Brian Hemlock said of the co-founder Gary Newmark, and I quote, "Today we celebrate the opening of our new building and the dedication of one of the greatest men I have ever known. He was a great partner, friend, and mentor," end quote. Newmark died in April at the age of 88. TCI built its first plant in Coeymans in 2014 after a massive chemical fire destroyed its 30,000-square-foot facility on Falls Industrial Road in West Ghent on August 1, 2012. A report issued following a state investigation alleged the company was processing transformer oils containing PCBs at a higher level than it was allowed to handle. During the past 6 years, in Coeymans, the company has more than tripled the number of local employees. The company also works with Ravina Coeymans Selkirk High School and Capital Region's BOCES to train students. Coeymans Town Supervisor George McGue welcomed the company's expansion. McGue said, and I quote, "It's a great day for TCI and a great day for Coeymans," end quote. Republican Assembly Member Chris Teague attended the event and spoke to the crowd. He said, and I quote, "I am certain TCI will continue to grow and help the community grow with them as G&S companies have been doing for decades," end quote. Read the full story in the Ravina Herald News. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. State Forest Rangers helped with two separate rescues of injured hikers in Greene County last week, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The DEC received a call the afternoon of August 18th that a 72-year-old woman from East Hills in Nassau County had suffered an unstable lower leg injury on the escarpment trail south of Sunset Rock in the Catterskill Wild Forest. Forest rangers hiked in and found the woman less than a mile from the trailhead. They splinted her ankle, got her into a Stokes basket, and carried her out to the trailhead using rope rescue techniques. She was brought to North South Lake Campground and then taken by ambulance to Kingston Memorial Hospital for further medical treatment. 4 days later, the DEC was notified a 14-year-old hiker from Queens injured her leg on the Yellow Trail to Catterskill Falls. The hiker was given first aid and lifted from the bottom of the falls using technical rope systems. A DEC spokesman said she was then taken by ambulance to Columbia Memorial Health for further medical treatment. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting Stewart's Dairy in Saratoga Springs is the winner of New York's annual milk competition, as judged by Cornell University's Milk Quality Improvement Program. Stewart's also won for best tasting chocolate milk, finishing first in a field of 21 dairies statewide. The results were announced August 25th by the Cornell Program, which serves as the state's official judging group on behalf of the Department of Agriculture and Markets. The honors are usually conferred at a dairy day during the New York State Fair, but the fair was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. The awards were presented virtually. Ag and Markets Commissioner Richard Ball said in a statement, and I quote, "Congratulations to our dairy processors and our dairy farmers behind these fantastic products. We know New York produces some of the best milk there is, and I'm honored to join Cornell in sharing these stories of success with all New Yorkers," end quote. Stewart's has won the competition 5 times, most recently in 2017, and it finished second twice. Garlic Farms of Rensselaer was the runner-up in the overall fluid milk category. The dairy won last year and in 2015. New York has nearly 4,000 dairy farms that produce nearly 15 billion pounds of milk annually, making it the nation's fourth largest dairy state. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. for local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.